Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome back to the series on Jinn and Jadu. In the first episode, we spoke about Islamic belief with regards to the jinn. We cannot negate their existence because the Quran talks about the jinn in various verses, and an entire surah, Suratul Jinn, in the 29th juz of the Quran Kareem has been revealed. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. On the other hand, you can't attribute everything to the jinn. We know they exist. We know some of their reality based on the Quran and Sunnah and research which does not contradict the Quran and Sunnah. We do not know everything. Jinn, by its very definition, is something which is hidden. So we do not know everything about them, and we cannot understand everything about them. That is the moderate, balanced Islamic belief and perspective in brief. We also discussed in the previous discussion the various names in the Arabic language for jinn, and the difference between a jinn and Ammar and Mari and Ifrit, etc. Now we continue, and we made reference to what the jinn are created from in the last discussion. The verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And we created the jinn before that from the smokeless flame of fire. There's another verse where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارِ. And Allah created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire. And we know in the famous incident where Iblis was asked, قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. When Allah asked Iblis, and Iblis is from the jinn, in Suratul Kahf Allah says, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. We'll talk more about him being from the jinn and the shayateen a little later, but he was from the jinn. So when Allah asked him, why did you not prostrate when I commanded you to, meaning to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ. I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay, from soil, from mud. So man has been created from soil. Man has been created from clay, from mud. And the jinn have been created from fire. But the ulama explain that in the same way, when we say man has been created from clay, it doesn't mean man is made up of clay. Man is made up of flesh and bones. What it means is that the first man, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah molded him from clay, and from him came the rest of men. So it could mean that the first jinn was created from fire, and after that, the other jinn, they're not necessarily made up of fire. You see, at times people ask the question, how will they be punished in hellfire when they're made from fire, or how can they be punished with fire? Well, in the same way you can punish a human being with soil, if you take a brick that has been baked and you throw it at a person, you'll cause him injury. You can even cause death. Even though his origin, in the sense that his forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, is from soil, or the nourishment that we consume comes, its origin is in soil. And that's why we say, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration of Imam Muslim, the angels were created from light, the jinn were created from smokeless fire, and Adam alayhi salam was created from what has been described to you, meaning soil. Now, why is it that we say that the jinnat are not necessarily made up of fire? The origin is fire. There's a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal on the authority of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up to pray the morning prayer, and I was praying behind him. He recited and he became confused in his recitation. When he finished his prayer, he said, if you could only see me grabbing Iblis and how I kept throttling him until I felt the coolness of his spittle between my thumb and index finger. If it had not been for the supplication of my brother Sulaiman, you would have found him, meaning that you would have found Iblis in the morning tied to one of the pillars of the masjid, and the children of Medina Munawwara could have played with him and poked him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever can avoid it should not let anyone come between him and the Qibla. So what we learn from here is, one, that the jinn exist, that shaitan is from the jinn, and that they're not made up of fire per se. Their origin is fire, because spittle, which is droplets of spit, cannot come from something which is made up of fire. And hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I could feel his spittle. And that's why the scholars explain that shaitan, or rather the jinn, like man, his origin is soil, but it's not made up of soil. Their origin is fire. but they're not made up of fire. We'll terminate there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.